Good morning. What a neat Sunday to think about a few thoughts that the Lord has laid on my heart. I was thinking about it being 4th of July and Independence Day. I was also thinking about dependence. Tomorrow, the nation we live in, we'll be celebrating freedom from Great Britain of 240 years ago. I think that's right. Great Britain's king wanted to control this new country known as America. Taxation, other heavy burdens were put on those who were in leadership and the people of this new country. It was through bloodshed, those willing to give up their life to fight for this freedom that America could become free. Once this freedom was won, those in leadership turned to God for wisdom and guidance in writing the Constitution, a guideline to go by to set up how this new country was going to be run. Our forefathers realized that if they were going to do things right, they needed to have wisdom from God and put God first. You see that through independence of the King of Great Britain, the forefathers became dependent on God. If we take a look today, what is driving those in power today, we would see how far we've drifted away from what our forefathers' desire was in the beginning. If America is going to be great again, our leaders must put God first. Thought about it, this portion of scripture in Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 10, reading from the New King James. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up together and made to sit in together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace and in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Will you pray with me? Father, we just pray that you would speak to our hearts today and encourage us, Lord. We need your help. Help us to be dependent upon you, knowing full well and have the faith that you will give us the strength that we need for each day. We thank you for your love in sending your Son to die for our sins. Bless our time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Nearly 2,000 years ago, there was another battle that was won over evil. Heavy burdens, the bondage of darkness. Jesus, God's Son, was sent to shed his blood to defeat Satan. Through the shed blood and the work that was done on the cross by Jesus, we can become independent of the prince of darkness. We are told that the prince of this world is a hard taskmaster, similar to what the King of Great Britain was to the early Americans. Since Jesus died on a cross to provide mankind freedom from the penalty of our sins, Satan has been hard at work to undermine the independence from his clutches and control. Satan doesn't give up very easy. We find that once we were dead in trespasses and sins, we lived our lives for ourselves and our own desires. We are told we lived our lives fulfilling the desires of our flesh. But once we become a Christian, we should become dependent on God, our Father, to direct our lives. We should be independent of our own desires, to live for ourselves and desire to live as God would have us to live. Through independence, we can become dependent on God to give us wisdom and guidance. We're told in Jeremiah 29:11-13, I think about this often. It tells us in Jeremiah, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope, that you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." This is the desire that our Father has for us. This passage assures us that dependence on God will bring good things into our lives. This is quite different than the taskmaster that once controlled our lives. We're told in 1 Peter 5:8 that the devil walks around as a roaring lion seeking to destroy people's lives. Today we don't talk about that very much. We don't probably think about that. But that's what his goal still is after all these years. In verse 4, we're told that God is rich in mercy because of his great love for us. I think sometimes we lose sight of that. It's something we need to get a hold of. Because through this, we're made alive and made to sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. As we grow in our walk with God, we should become more dependent on him for everything. In our life here on earth, we find in the Old Testament examples over and over again of when the children of Israel truly depended on God for everything, things went well for them. But as soon as they became independent and felt they could do things on their own, oftentimes they would drift away from God. And it wouldn't be long they'd find themselves in disobedience. Today it may be hard for us to trust in someone that we cannot see or touch. We have to live by faith. And we have a good example of living by faith in the Old Testament also, from the example of Abraham in Genesis. We are told that he lived by faith, trusted God for everything, and that means he depended on God. He didn't depend on his own self. He didn't stay put in one place, build a mansion, and sit back and live for himself. He went where God led him. God called him and said, "Get you up out of the land of Ur, and I will give you a place to go." And he did. He went where God led him, depending on God to provide, because his dependence was on God. It was through Abraham a great nation was made to come about. And that nation still exists today after all these years, because of the faithfulness of one man depending on God. You know, you and I can't make it in this world without God's help. At least I know I can't. When we were children, we depended on our parents for everything. Food, clothing, and shelter. It's kind of hard to realize that when you get older, what it was really like when you were a child. Maybe you didn't realize you were really trusting in your parents. But somehow you made it. But you had faith. You had to have some kind of faith and dependence on your parents. I know this passage has been brought up the last quite a bit, it seems like, recently. But sometimes when you have time to read Matthew 6, 19 through 31 and meditate on that passage, you will find that God wants us to truly depend on Him. And He will provide what we need. I think sometimes in this day and age, it's so easy to trust in our job, trust in our pocketbooks, trust in things outside of God, and really not trust Him. But in this passage, he has promised that He will provide for us everything that He sees that we need. I had the privilege as a child to grow up on a farm. Sometimes it was a lot of work. And in my day, we didn't have the video games, and we didn't even have a television in our home. We had a little AM/FM radio we could listen to. We had to work pretty hard. But one thing I learned about growing up is I saw my parents depend on God for everything. They would often pray when rain was needed for the crops. God would provide. In the fall, they would pray about a good harvest. And most of the time, we did have a good harvest. I remember one year we didn't have a very good harvest. We didn't get much rain that year. The corn crop wasn't very good that year. But we also raised lots of hogs. And they would thank God and pray God for the health of those pigs so we could get them ready for market in 5 months and sell them. That was a part of their income. We also raised cattle. And they would have calves every year, and we'd pray to God that God would provide health for them. It was the example of my parents throughout my childhood life to help me understand what dependence on God really is. I've been a self-employed contractor for over 33 years. And if it wasn't for my learning to depend on God and my dependence on God, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. You see, God has provided everything I've needed. I have never gone hungry. I've always had clothes to wear. I've always had a place to live. But it's not because I could do that in my own strength. It was my dependence on God to provide the work when it needed, when I needed, and when a job would end within a few days, and sometimes before the job would end, God would have another job for me. In our passage today, we find where we were when we were under the control of the Prince of Darkness. We find out what we are in Christ, independent from our old life, but that we should be dependent on our Father in heaven. We were made truly alive to do good works. If only sometimes we could get a hold of what God's desire is for our lives, maybe it would change how we live in this world. Others would see that our life has been transformed and would see something different about us. When we let God be in control and not ourselves, we become the light to this dark world, as we are told in Matthew 5, 14 through 16. This is what draws others in to Jesus. We can't draw people on our own to Jesus by our own works. It's only by living dependent on God, seeking wisdom and guidance from Him for each day of our lives, and giving God the praise for everything and the glory for what He has done for us. We have to give Him all the credit when He does take care of us. You know, we read in Job this morning, we started in Job in Sunday school class, and all the things that happened to Job right off the bat, in the end of the chapter that we read today, Job still glorified God, even after all that happened. And it was talked about this morning that if that happened to us, would we be able to do that? But the secret to Job was, it tells us that he had a daily walk with God. It says that he sacrificed daily, gave a sacrifice, not only for himself, but for his children, in case his children did something wrong. So he was really looked at as being a man of God. He knew what it was to truly depend on God. You see, when we depend on God and trials and problems and suffering come our way, the world's looking at us to see how we respond to that. Do we blame God for what's happened to us? Do we get angry with Him for allowing things to happen? Or do we still praise God? It's not always easy to do, is it? But people see that. People see that and they want to know what's different. It gives us an opportunity to share the Lord with them. You know, I want to encourage and challenge you this morning to live totally dependent on God. And if you do, it won't be long, and you'll see changes for the good in your life. Maybe there'll be a desire to serve somewhere in the church. Maybe we'll reach out to those that are in need more. Maybe we'll reach out to those that are hurting. These are things that we are called to do. We see in verse 10 of our passage this morning that we are God's workmanship created in Jesus Christ for good works. You know, I was thinking the other day, I'm building another house over by Montezuma. And with that pile, see that pile of lumber on the ground and all the material? I realized that lumber can't get up itself and build a house. It can't become something. It needs to depend on someone else to put it together. And so isn't that the way it is with us? It is dependence on God to put our lives together, to become useful, to further His kingdom. Dependence on God is denying what we want for ourselves and desiring what God would have us to do. Sometimes that's hard to do. I've heard some say, well, you might make me go to Africa. You might make me do something I don't want to do. But you know what? God knows exactly what He created in you, the gift that He created in you, to bring blessing to others and to build His church. And it's only through dependence on Him that we can be what we should be. I can't be what God wants me to be on my own. I need His help to be what I should be. As we put this in perspective for our lives today, I find that there is a battle in my life of becoming independent and dependent. There comes times when maybe we forget to be dependent on God. We want to try things on our own. We sometimes are tempted to do what we want. Desires pop up, and sometimes those desires lead us away from God. And you know what? When we do that, God understands and He knows. And in John, 1 John, we're told that when we find ourselves deceived or not depending on God or involved in a sin, we can come to God and confess it, and we are forgiven. And then that relationship is restored. And then we can depend on God again. You know, this battle that we sometimes have, it will come to an end. It'll come to an end when we're called home to be with our Lord. And you know what? When we get to heaven, we will be totally dependent on God. We'll know what it is to be totally dependent. I was thinking about this the other day when fasting of my father-in-law, and that laying there in that casket, he took nothing with him. And when we went to the cemetery, there wasn't a U-Haul behind the hearse because he might have needed something that this earth had to offer. And it really struck me that when that time comes, whether it's death or the Lord takes us home, we will leave everything from this world behind. You know, I wonder if we can't depend on God today in our lives, today, wouldn't it be kind of scary to think we're going to go to heaven and we'll have to depend on Him for everything? I can't even take my shoes with me. I'll take nothing, not my wallet. I will take nothing. My glasses, He'll probably restore my eyesight, I hope. Or my hearing aids, I'm sure my ears will be fixed, as I can't hear without them. So there are some things to look forward to, but to really realize that nothing, we'll take nothing with Him, and we will totally be dependent upon Him. Well, as I try to put this all together, you know, it may seem that things right now in our church are a little unsure. Maybe there's questions. But you know what? Maybe God wants us to consider praying harder for strength and to learn how to depend on Him for everything and to see us through this. You know, God never allows anything to destroy our lives. He always thinks about the best for us. And through this, if we pray hard and ask for strength for God to depend on Him more, who knows? His desire is for us to grow spiritually. And that can only happen if we're depending on Him and not our own strength. He wants us to grow spiritually and be the church that He wants us to be. Then we can be the tool that God wants us to be in this community, where we work and at home and in our families. In Isaiah 40:31 is my favorite verse. It says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint." You know what that tells me? That we're only going to soar to heights unknown by depending on God. It's interesting, you can't see the air that holds the eagle up. But in places they are, I really enjoyed watching them in Yellowstone and them soaring way up high in the tops of some of the mountains, and you could barely see them as a speck. I can't see the air that held them up there. But they're depending on that air to hold them up there, and that's what helps them soar. But if we're going to be everything that God wants us to be, we need to learn to totally depend on Him. Say, Lord, we need Your strength. We need Your help. We need Your guidance. We need Your wisdom. As we come to the end of the time of this service, come to a time to make a decision on what God has spoken to us about. As the worship team comes forward, we invite you to come forward this morning, whatever your need is. Maybe you need independence from the Prince of Darkness's control. And enter the waters of baptism through repentance and become dependent on God to control your life. Maybe you're here today, baptized believer, looking for a home church, a group of believers to serve and grow with, invite you to come. Maybe we need to renew our dependence on God, or maybe you just need prayer. Whatever the need is, if you have one, to come forward, we invite you at this time.